is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Wednesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can follow everything about high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. Wednesdays on the Huge Show are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is hour number three on the only show willing to tell like it is. We're all about huge opinions, big name guests. Superfly Hayes has been money the last hour. Impressed Mark Ewell, the executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, to the point where he almost invited you down to watch the Tigers game on Friday. He had a ticket. He was going to give it to you, and then he got a text from a buddy in Royal Oak, and he said, Superfly is out, and I said, I won't tell him. I'll save it for on air. So thanks for the thought, Mark, and Superfly, you're out. Somebody that said they had an extra ticket for me, my buddy's son, Brandon Skibby, said they're going to there's a huge draft party at Little Caesars Arena for the Pistons and the NBA draft. Is the NBA draft Friday or Thursday? Am I getting my days mixed up? It's tomorrow.
It's Thursday.
Yeah. They said for Friday. You might want to check where you bought your tickets. I go, are you sure it's Friday, guys? We got an extra to VIP. I bought them online. I said, well, good luck at that draft party on Friday when Cade Cunningham goes on Thursday. He's going to be overall number one pick. Jay Billis said, Mark, that he's the most complete player coming out of college that he's ever seen. Could do it all. Magic Johnson, but again, it might be modern era and he didn't finish it. You're reading a Twitter comment. Mark Ewell, Executive Director, Michigan High School Athletic Association, joining us in studio. We're taking your questions, 1-866-838-4843. If you want to comment live on air, at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. So we mentioned earlier that the live streaming will continue at host schools for all sports this fall. Anything that you implemented during the pandemic that you'll be bringing back? I know I glanced at the questions during the break. A lot of people really are pushing for everybody in the playoffs in terms of high school football, but that won't happen this fall.
It won't happen this fall, Bill, but that is going to get a really serious look. Last year, of course, because of the pandemic, everybody was in the playoffs. Well, what we had decided to do was to go to the strength of schedule approach to our football playoffs. In given the time that that was approved, we haven't gotten a chance to experience that. So what's going to happen is this fall, it's still going to be the 256 qualifiers that get into the playoffs. It's now based on the strength of schedule formula. The best way to get in is still to win as many games as you can. But what this will do is in the playoff points, it will reward teams that have a good or a strong loss. And so what we'll do is this fall's playoffs will be based on that, to where you have to qualify to get in. And then I can tell you that almost all of our time during December and January is going to be to have the conversation. In the last 2 years, we've now lived through everybody in, and we've now lived through what does it look like with the strength of schedule formula. And we're going to ask our football community, which one do you prefer long term? And we should make a decision soon after that. So the concept of everybody in is very much on the table. Because schedules were already set for this fall, We felt like we had to give the tweaks to the playoff system with strength of schedule at least a one-year opportunity to see how our coaches and athletic directors and football community like that. So stay tuned on that discussion, because once we get to December and January, we'll then say, okay, long-term, what do we want this to look like? And there's a lot of support for everybody in.
Yeah, I really like that. That was one of the things implemented during the pandemic. Everybody in the high school football playoffs, it makes for a better feeling at the end of the year. Anything else in any other sports that you're going to keep in play or in terms of rules connected to any teams or Michigan high school athletics that you use during the pandemic that will continue this fall into the winter and summer spring?
I think in volleyball, something that might be here to stay is the fact that teams don't have to switch sides of the net. Because of the pandemic, volleyball teams stayed on one side of the net. You kept your same bench. You didn't switch after each set was over. That's something that is simple that could stay. I can tell you that given all of the emphasis on good hygiene practices and keeping things as clean as possible during a wrestling season last year, the skin issues that you often have with ringworm and just normal things that you can pick up from a mat surface, those completely disappeared last year. So a big push in our wrestling community is, yep, I know we were hypersensitive to keeping things clean during COVID. That's something let's hang on to, because that's just going to make a sport that we've had some challenges over the years is safe and as healthy as it can be. And I think for all of our fans and spectators listening, when it came to postseason tournament tickets, we used an online ticketing app. It eliminated schools having to handle cash at the gate. It eliminated fans having to wait in line to buy tickets or get in. So I think that the GoFan digital tickets that we used when it comes postseason time, I think those could be here to stay. Again, making things more efficient and better for all of our fans out there.
If you have a question for Mark Ewell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, 1-866-838-4843. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Daniel Siminski comments on The Huge Show Facebook page, not pandemic related, but why can't high school athletes play both club and high school at the same time when they can dual sport in, say, tennis and soccer or football and soccer at the same time?
It's overuse. It's you talk to a high school coach, and I'll use baseball as an example. I'm on a high school baseball team, and I'm your baseball coach, and I'm trying to work with a hitter or a pitcher, and we know that that's a sport that's as much mental as everything. I really don't want my high school kids then on the weekends playing games with their travel baseball team, and now there's two different voices inside that player's head. And then you get into kids, for example, who pitch. So if we're going to allow kids to play high school baseball and the same time to play travel baseball games, well, how are we going to track innings and pitches thrown by pitchers? It's a health and safety thing. You know what? Sometimes too much of a good thing can be bad. And allowing a kid to play three high school soccer games in a week and then allowing another three or four games on the weekend, it's just something that from both a health and safety aspect as well as just a commitment aspect. If you're going to commit to being on a high school team, then there should be a little bit of loyalty that during this season, this is where my loyalties are going to be. So a lot of reasons why we don't allow dual kids to play on two different teams in the same sport during the same season.
Myocarditis, it has been a concern for young athletes. The connection to COVID, that's gone back and forth. I know you have trainers, you have your medical sports medicine board that gets together and follows everything. I assume you'll keep your eyes on this like you do everything else?
Absolutely, and I think what's important for your listeners to know that last year, because of COVID, in a normal year, we've always required a sports physical before a kid can play. Well, last summer, Bill, trying to get into a doctor's office with an appointment to get that sports physical done, what we did is we said that kids who had a physical 2 years ago simply had to complete a health questionnaire that essentially they attested that there's been no change to their health status. And with that sign-off, they were able to participate last year. Given the myocarditis and some of the other post-COVID concerns, do know that every athlete for this coming school year does need a physical again. And hopefully when kids get in front of their healthcare provider, some of those COVID-related questions can get asked and answered.
What about vaccinations? I've seen this pop up in numerous questions on the Huge Show Facebook page. Vaccinated to not vaccinated, is there any difference when it comes to the Michigan High School Athletic Association going into this fall season?
Currently, no. Again, with there being no statewide mask mandate, no statewide testing mandate, there really isn't anything that impacts vaccination. Now, as positive cases develop through the season, I'm sure that when local health departments require the contact tracing, that they're going to be treating those that are vaccinated versus those that aren't vaccinated differently. I think we're already, Bill, starting to hear about the NFL and college football. When you have positive cases, how's that going to work with those that are vaccinated and not? So we're not any different than what I think is going on at other levels in terms of making plans for when you have positive cases, how the contact tracing goes.
And just to recap, for any of you on your way home or just tuning in, Mark Ewell, the executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, earlier did say that they will follow all orders from the state and also the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. It comes down to this right now. No testing is scheduled for high school student athletes going into the fall. No social distancing. No difference now, as you just mentioned, between vaccinated, non-vaccinated. No mask will be required. And also no limits on crowds at Michigan High School Athletic Association sanctioned events.
And we were told by MDHHS that all COVID-related restrictions were going away as of, I think it was June the 30th. That's why all of our summer activity, Bill, has proceeded as it normally has in past years, with no masks, with no limits on the number of teams in an event, with no limits on spectators. And that is the plan, is it's full speed ahead with fall practice on August 9th.
And with all of this summer participation, from high school football to 7-on-7s to the summer tournaments, workouts, there has been no documented case of a super spreader event when it comes to COVID connected to any summer Michigan high school activity.
I am not even aware, Bill, of any firsthand accounts. I can't even tell you a story of someone that's tested positive that is connected that back to some kind of a high school athletic activity during the summer. Not much less a super spreader. I'm not aware of just even one example or one case where that's come up. And again, I personally have been having a daughter who's a basketball player. I have spent hundreds of hours this summer in gyms with kids playing without masks, with spectators not wearing masks, and I'm not aware of, at least within that basketball community, of there being one outbreak or issue.
TJ Mansfield comments on the Huge Show Facebook page with a question for you, Mark. When are you going to give lacrosse a little respect to make a big deal of the state championships and move them to a bigger venue?
We have had ongoing conversations with the University of Michigan that, if you're familiar with Michigan, they've built their South Athletic Campus. This actually got started with the Dave Brandon years, to where if you get off 94, and I think it should come up State Street, they've got a new tennis complex, they built a new soccer venue, and then they built a new lacrosse stadium, and we've had ongoing conversations with Michigan about that potentially being our landing spot for lacrosse. Of course, last year during COVID, the colleges wanted nothing to do other than Michigan State and the Breslin Center, as well as Michigan State with our spring tournaments. But just know that last year, colleges did not want to host any high school tournament events because they were trying to limit as many people on campus as possible. So we'll see where lacrosse ends up in terms of one of our college partners.
Jamie Lombard had a question on the Huge Show Facebook page, Mark. I had a daughter who missed her 2020 season when spring sports were canceled, wondering about the mental health side. Is the MHSAA working with any group, institution, member schools about looking out for the mental health of what our students, our kids, our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, nephews all across the state have been through related to what they've missed out because of the pandemic, school and sports?
So mental health is an initiative that we had kind of taken up just before COVID. We had partnered with our state principals association. We actually had a student mental health summit that was hosted at the Lansing Center in downtown. If you go to our website, you'll see that we now have a speakers guild on mental health issues, and I'm going to give him a little bit of a shout out here. Eric Hipple, the former Lions quarterback, who I have now heard speak several times about his post football playing life, the challenges that have come through that, the mental health issues that he's faced, issues within his family. Eric Hipple is a phenomenal speaker, and if any of your listeners have a chance to hear him talk about the issue of mental health and the impact on his family, it's an absolute must listen. So we've created a list of speakers that we've heard verified that really do a nice job. So we have a lot of leagues and conferences that want to do kind of a one-day mental health summit, and so we're giving them possibilities to go for speakers. We have a great relationship with the West Michigan Mental Health Foundation right here in Grand Rapids. Many of your listeners may know those as the Be Nice organization, and they're providing a lot of video content for our preseason coaches meetings right now, to where we're trying to give our coaches some of the signs and signals for kids that may be in a tough spot when it comes to their mental health. Things to look at, the kind of questions to ask, and then if you believe that one of your student athletes is in trouble, what are some of the resources and what are some of the next steps to get these kids the help that they need. So COVID has really accelerated our work in the area of mental health, and we've been able to find a couple of tremendous partners with Be Nice right here out of Grand Rapids being at the top of that list, and I think we're making some very positive progress.
You are. Incredible progress, Mark. You and your team at the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You have a question. We got about 25 minutes left together. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, on air at 1-866-838-HUGE. Comment off of At Huge Show on Twitter from Andrew Backus. Why not let Michigan teams on ESPN, high school teams, and travel for national games? We are losing to prep schools, taking away the good kids. Your thoughts on that?
The prep school argument is one. Those ESPN games that feature the prep schools, take a look at what the rating numbers are for those. It's awful. Yeah, they may be on ESPN once during a student's four-year career. Nobody's watching. The rating numbers back that. The things that we're allowing our kids to be able to do, you look at the number of schools that our schools can play against of any state in a bordering area, including Ontario. It's over 1,000 different high schools that our kids can play against during the regular season. So part of that old narrative of the rules are too conservative and it doesn't allow some of our best kids to get the attention and recruiting opportunities available. Part of that is an old narrative that just isn't factually true anymore.
Eric Smith comments at Huge Show on Twitter, boys basketball still at 4 divisions, football at 10 if you count the 2-for-8 men. In terms of 721 competing schools in the 4 divisions, any thoughts to expanding the divisions in basketball?
Conversations, and not just in basketball, but we've got we've got 750 high schools in Michigan. And where we're going to start is we're going to look at the sports that are sponsored by 600 or more of our high schools. And currently those sports are football, basketball, volleyball, track and field, and cross country. So those are the 5 sports that right now 600 or more of our schools sponsor the sport. So if we're going to look at the number of divisions in terms of should it be a 5th division to those sports, the group that we're going to start with are those that are 600 or more of our schools are playing it. Again, that was going to be conversations that were started, got a little bit sidetracked with COVID, and here over the next school year when we meet with our schools, that's going to be a topic at the at the top of the list.
Mike Rojas with a comment at Huge Show on Twitter. Could wrestling teams get one exemption to the 300-mile rule per season to seek out national competition?
Another false, somebody not knowing the rule. There is no 300-mile rule. You can go anywhere you want into a bordering area, regardless of mileage. So we could have a school, let's say, in the UP. They could go to
Evansville, Indiana.
Cincinnati. Right? That's the argument sometimes you hear from basketball is, well, our high school teams can't play anybody of a national stature. And I say, so you can go to Indianapolis and play anybody you want there. Chicago, Milwaukee, the three big cities in Ohio of Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati. You're telling me that there's no good basketball in some of the
wrestling
that Chicago. Same way in some of the largest
Milwaukee,
the largest urban areas here in the Midwest. Again, I think that's an old narrative that fits that way. So. Wrestling, we allow 14 dates. You look at the kids who are right now wrestling at the Division I level, the number of Michigan kids that are currently wrestling at a school either in the Big Ten or the Big 12. Michigan wrestlers are not having a challenge being noticed and having opportunities at the next level.
I think what you need to do is hire me to be at your, like, Zoom press conferences, and I just comment in the back while you're talking. You're going, that's a misnomer. Yeah, it is. Tory Jackson dropped a tweet, and Tory's a legendary high school player out of Saginaw, went to Notre Dame. He's amazing. And I've played in a All-Star Celebrity Classic that didn't play that this past year because of COVID in Saginaw, I think at Michigan Lutheran Seminary. And that's when Tory scored. We won the game 102 to like 92, and Tory scored 83 points, and I had 11, and all I did was brag that I was a second leading scorer in the game. And what was discrepancy? Tory had 72 more than 83 is 83. I don't care what game it is. 83. I'll say this about Tory Jackson, and he's such a good guy, and I know he's. I think he dove back into coaching kids, and he cares. If he would have been 3 inches taller, 3 or 4 inches taller, I think the dude would be in the Basketball Hall of Fame. He's one of the most pure scorers. I mean, those All-Star charity games, I got to, like, give Drew Neitzel a cheap shot pick, and then he crossed over, dribbled, and someone had the video. I had to delete it where I almost fell over. Those are good games. Tory Jackson, though, he wants to know, will you increase the number of allowed basketball games each season for high school hoops?
So we've taken that to our board the last 2 years. It's a topic that we're still getting a lot of conversation about. We're even looking, Bill, at what would it look like on a weekend of allowing a high school team to play 2 games in a day, to where now you want to talk about if you're going to travel, or maybe you're going to have a school from Chicago come in, or a school
a winter
from,
tournament,
or
maybe
an Indianapolis come in, and you could play a game at noon, and then you could play a second game later on that evening, and maybe it's two Michigan schools, two, let's say, schools out of Indianapolis, and you just do a crossover. And now when you're going to travel, you allow schools to get a little bit more bang for their buck. So that's something that our basketball committee is taking a real look at.
Yeah, Tory did, by the way, just dropped a tweet. He said, you're like a larger Scott Skiles. Thank you, Tory. I appreciate the comment. Listening on 100.9 FM in Midland, Bay City, and Saginaw. Are you planning on, and this is Trev Cherry, is the MHSA planning on full sports seasons this year? Complete, in other words, no compacted seasons like you did last year because of the pandemic.
Yes. How's that for a one-word answer?
I didn't have to chirp from with a comment from behind.
Yes.
No. And, 5 divisions, people calling for that for basketball, a lot of comments there.
And again, I think it's important for folks to understand it's not just about basketball. It needs to be in all the sports where at least 600 of our 750 schools have a team. That's well into that. That's like 720-something.
So you're looking at that, right?
We're looking at basketball, but it's not just basketball. It'd be some of our other sports that are played in almost all of our schools.
And that's from the Coach Speak podcast. Thank you for your comment. Rex Stanzak, is the Michigan High School Athletic Association going to consider implementing a shot clock for basketball.
So that would be something. So national playing rules at the high school level are actually written by the National Federation. They're out of Indianapolis. And what the Federation has done is they are making the shot clock in high school optional beginning with the 22-23 basketball season. So not this coming school year, but the year after in 22-23 is a national playing rule that would become optional. We've already reached out and we're talking with our Basketball Coaches Association. BCAM is the organization in Michigan. We want to get lots of feedback from our schools this fall about what they want to do. I think the shot clock could be bring a level of excitement, which I think is something that would be great for high school basketball. We would need to figure out the challenges of obviously some money, because you need to go out and purchase two of the visual shot clocks that either go over the basket or are on the floor. And I think the other thing is you got to make sure you get competent people that can run that. Is this going to be just at the varsity level or is it all levels? Are we going to have a shot clock in that freshman game? And, you know, it's one thing to make sure you've got, you know, the people to do it at the varsity level, but is it going to be all levels of high school basketball? So we finally got the green light that it's going to be an accepted option a year from now. And our basketball community should be the ones to drive the ultimate decision. And that's where we're getting feedback from right
now.
Would
that be a... 35 seconds, 40 seconds, right?
I would guess 35 seconds.
35, yep. 40 second shot clock if it comes into play. And you're right, the money to put two of them in each gym and who runs it, right? I guess some officials have the remote control, or the refs will have the remote control of the shot clock there to start it.
Yeah, and two, in those challenges that I mentioned, Bill, are by no means roadblock that will end the conversation. I just think if you're going to talk about the issue, yeah, it could add some excitement and a new coaching strategy to it, but you've also got to make sure if you're going to do it, you've got to be able to at least have answers for some of the logistical questions.
Superfly tells me we had a question from a caller. You talked about buying tickets through the app. Will the cash option still be there for people attending high school sporting events? Will it be all digital?
Nope. So we want to be able to have an option available. And I'm going to sound like I'm age biasing here, but most of the negative feedback we got this year with digital tickets was from grandparents. It's folks in that age group, but they're just not, maybe they don't have a smartphone or using that technology to buy tickets and transfer tickets. Completely understandable that that's, it's not as intuitive to someone of that age, you know, where it is with, you know, folks younger than that. So certainly digital tickets, I think, are going to be here for the long term. But we've also got to be smart to make sure that there's a very important part of our constituency, which is that grandparent group. We need to make sure that they're able to see their grandkids play and do it as easily as possible.
Mark Huell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, joining us in studio here on the Huell Show across Michigan. We'll have one final segment with Mark after this network TO.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
In the den.
This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbook. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets. On this date in 1978, Lou Whitaker hit a home run off Enrique Romo of the Mariners for his first career home run. Whitaker would win the American League Rookie of the Year that season and go on to hit 244 homers in his career. He was a five-time All-Star, three-time Gold Glove recipient, and won four Silver Sluggers. His 75.1 wins above replacement would rank sixth among Hall of Fame second basemen. When he retired, Whitaker was one of eight at his position to ever hit 400 doubles, 200 homers, and steal 100 bases. His only year of eligibility, 2001, he received just 2.9% of the vote. It is one of the greatest travesties in baseball and needs to be amended soon, because Lou Whitaker belongs in Cooperstown. You know it, I know it, and anyone who knows anything about baseball understands it as well.
It's time to start thinking about heading back to school and stocking up on the things your student needs most. Meijer has everything on your family's list for the best year yet. Grab some Meijer shredded or sliced cheese, 3 for $5 when you buy 3 or more. Ziploc storage bags are 2 for $6 when you buy 2 or more. And backpacks in a variety of styles for every student are buy one, get one 50% off. Save big with great deals for back to school at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Huge cheer for my good friends at the Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. So I know along the Huge Radio Network, we have a lot of people that live within driving distance to get an 18 in at Tullymore or St. Ives, maybe 36 in one day. Or if you want to do an overnight, weekend, or week stay and play package, you can book that tee time or book that stay and play package right now at TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. They have everything you need, great food, the beverages, the accommodations, from a twosome to maybe a big business or wedding party getting up there to celebrate. And speaking of weddings, they do receptions, they do business events, outings, and more. Everything you need is at TullymoreGolf.com. They're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of Grand Rapids.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement. Saguenay Eagles Landing. Where winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here, waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan, let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
Listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes, our executive producer, as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studios. Mark Ewell, executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Final segment with him, wrapping up a swift-moving Wednesday broadcast. Amazing, good stuff. Good questions from the parents and coaches all across the state. I think the open forum and dialogue is good for all involved.
Amen. Nope. And it's good to hear from certainly, you know, those that were supportive. And by that same token, I think the only way that you stretch and get better is when you hear from folks who have a different point of view and have some concerns. And no, I think it's been a really good exchange today.
Speaking of today, the game just wrapped up in Minneapolis. Tigers on 4th and goal from the 11 kicked a field goal to beat the Twins. 17-14 was the final. 17-14. And I know you were keeping me up to date during our breaks. I'm looking at the box score, and this is how crazy this game was. Tigers led 10-0 going into the bottom of the fourth. 10-0. They then gave up 6 runs in the bottom of the fourth. So you're like, okay, they're the Tigers. A.J. Hinch and those guys are going to go get them. They did. In the top of the sixth, they put up a 3 spot. So now they're up 13-6, and you're like, you know what? They're going to pummel them. Well, along comes the bottom of the eighth inning. They give up 6 runs. So now, yeah, doing my math, the game now is 13-12 going into the ninth. Okay. Are they going to hang on? You bet. They're the Tigers. They score 4 in the top of the ninth. You're like, game over, 17-12. Guess again, Twins score 2 in the bottom of the ninth. Final, 17-14. Man, Peralta gave up 6 3⅓. Looking at some other notable numbers, Buck Farmer was put out to pasture with 2 innings, two hits. He gives up three. Jimenez, one inning, three hits, three runs. Soto struck out two, but he walked two. And he gives up a run and two hits, but the Tigers win 17-14 after the miracle comeback last night in the ninth and extra innings. 17-14. But I like what A.J. Hinch is doing. Mark, and I know you as a former umpire and a baseball dad, I don't have false expectations on this season. And I believe that the future looks really good right now with the injection of the younger players at the big league level and what is down on the farm.
Absolutely. It, you know, disappointing to get swept in Kansas City the way they did last weekend. But, you know, they swept the Rangers, and now as ugly as it looked at times, I mean, did take two out of three with the Twins. And now I think they come home for four games against the Orioles. So, yeah, they're certainly not where they need to be yet, but I think a chance to keep winning games. What's interesting is I worked a lot in the American Conference my last few years on the field, and so had University of Houston a lot. And, of course, Jake Rogers caught at Houston, who's now kind of the half of at least the Tigers 1-2 combination behind the plate. And I can tell you that you could even tell as a college player that Jake Rogers was an incredible receiver, great defensive catcher, and I see he's starting to hit a little bit better, which is good. And from an umpire, he was such a good guy to work with too. So I'm a huge Jake Rogers fan, and really great to see. I know he's hurt right now, but he's been, I think, a big part of kind of the youth movement and why I think there is some optimism right now about our Tigers.
Enjoy the game on Friday night, my friend, okay?
Will do.
And thanks for coming in. It was a wonderful, you know, 2+ hours, and I thought great information for everybody connected to high school sports in the state of Michigan, and keep up the great work at the MHSA office.
It's great to see you face-to-face again, Bill.
Yeah,
thanks.
First time since, I think it's late February, if that. It might have been late February or early March. We might have gotten one final one when the pandemic just began. There might have been one that we were still able to do, and it was like, you know, just flatten the curve, 2 weeks, and flatten the curve. Amazing job by you and your team and everybody connected to every high school in the state of Michigan. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, Mark Yule joining us inside the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Stores Studios. We do have one final segment straight ahead.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
As summer heats up, so does the sports betting action at BetMGM. Sign up now using bonus code SHEPBET, and your first wager is totally risk-free, up to $600. Place your bets on all exciting showdowns in Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, and more sports from around the globe. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. When you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials on big games. From breathtaking goals to colossal home runs, the King of Sportsbooks takes every play to a new level of excitement. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code SHEPBET to get back up to $600 on your very first wager. With BetMGM, you're just a few taps away from turning game time into showtime. It's a new customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Home air quality has always been important, but these days even more so. So make sure the air in your home is healthy by calling your local Rood dealer for our healthy home analysis. You can trust the experts at Rood, keeping your home and family safe and comfortable for more than 100 years. We service all makes and models and meet or exceed all air quality inspection standards. Visit Rood.com to find your local air quality experts and ask about the healthy home analysis. That's R-U-U-D.com. You can rely on Rood.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now, and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. We're the only show based on huge opinions. If you missed any of the conversation from this afternoon with Mark Huell, you can listen at thehugeshow.net. All the podcasts on your Apple device. Search The Huge Show to get the podcast sent to you on Google. Are you Googling us? Google us. All you have to do, the iHeart app. Search The Huge Show to hear the podcast in your vehicle. If you got the iHeart in-vehicle dashboard app, search The Huge Show. Trust me, you won't lose your mind. Up in here, up in here. Superfly and all his radio friends are doing nothing but texting back and forth nonstop while we're doing a statewide show. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Mark Huell just left, executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, and he put his hand on my shoulder and he said, I've never seen a radio producer fall asleep. And then Superfly walks in and said, you know, people believe everything you say, my friends. They believe it. And I go, why? He goes, I don't know. I tell them you're full of it. Tomorrow, we will look ahead and journey together to begin a day that will forever be remembered as Cade Cunningham Day. NBA draft preview tomorrow. We'll go down to Stillwater, Oklahoma. Scoop Jackson from ESPNChicago.com. Keith Langlois from Pistons.com. Rod Beard from the Detroit News. I had to double check because Brandon Skibby and his buddy said they had tickets Friday for that big Little Caesars Arena draft party. And I had to break, just make sure that I haven't been promoting the draft on Friday. It's Thursday. So those guys said they bought it online at Rip Tickets. You think that Rip Tickets means rip you off? Is there another party on Friday? You know what? It could have been they bought tickets to the Wings draft party was on Friday a week ago and they messed up. That's it. Because they said they're like $125 VIP tickets. Yeah. You might want to check and make sure the date. And was it the NHL draft party they had at the LCA last week? That's what it means. You may lose your mind. Yeah, good luck, Brandon Skibby. Who's his buddy? I don't like to call people out by name on air. Some people take it personal. But I'll call him out because I know the guys. Oh, it's Stephen Smith. Stephen A. Smith? You would think he would know what day the damn NBA draft is on. He makes $10 million a year. Cade Cunningham, the era begins tomorrow We will break it down start to finish on The Huge Show. Your comments at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. I do want to thank our friends in the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Remember, you can follow everything Michigan High School Sports 24/7 at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. And if you missed any conversation, including Mark Ewell today, 2 hours, 20 minutes in studio, that's up at thehugeshow.net. You can always just log on and listen when you want to on your schedule at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.